The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I owe Curry nothing.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right. Steiny Guru with you on a Wednesday morning. Got a holiday coming up.
He deserved it.
You got people coming in.
Yeah, I sure do.
Why did you do that?
Well, gonna be hectic at the Steinmetz.
You making a Costco run?
Yeah,
you have to, I gotta imagine. Guess
I got. By the way, if you're having a barbecue or a party, and let's say you know about how many guests were coming, how do you figure out how much beer and wine and alcohol to buy? You know, if I said, hey, you know, I think we're expecting about 65, 70.
Woo!
How much alcohol is that? I have no idea.
You got to buy for 90.
You want to have more than less.
I think 75's the. I think we're going to have under 75. So 75's like the max.
And you'll have a lot of new vodka, I can imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Is there a calculator online you can use?
I'll tell you what. Carter Chickering came in and told us, because you mentioned it just in regard to Damon. Don't feel bad for Damon, his financial status, Donnie. He's getting $22 million for the next 5 years from Milwaukee. So that's 22. Then he could either. If he wanted to sit out until next year and decide what contender he wanted to go to, regardless, if he signs for that mid-level with whomever, add that to the 22, so he's going to be getting some change. I just now am excited. Does he view Golden State with him and his services when he's ready as that contender more so than the team down south with the Lakers?
Well,
that's who I got to believe it's between.
Well, I got two problems now.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to give him the mid-level. That's too much for a guy who may not play this year.
Would he look at that as disrespect?
Then,
bye-bye. I mean,
see you later. But how's this for disrespect? And I got to thank the 916, and I'd forgotten about this. Damian Lillard in 2023 was asked about playing for the Warriors. Do you remember this? Here's what he said. This is Damian Lillard. As far as, like, Golden State, I respect what they've been doing over the last 8-9 years or whatever, and I'm from there, obviously. That's home. But I can't be a part of that. They've won 4 championships. Like, what I look like trying to do that and say, oh, I'm joining my home team. Like, no. Somebody who played my position behind LeBron, the best player of this era, it don't even make sense. I'd never do nothing like that. I'd lose every year before I go.
Wow, Sonny, so you found that.
He doesn't want, or at least a couple years ago, he did not. He said, it don't even make sense me coming to a team that already has Steph Curry. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, You can put that piece of old.
Well, I'll say this to that. If you're saying this a couple years ago, that would be 1 year removed from when the Warriors won their last title. Now he might look at the Dubs as, you know, they haven't done anything in the last 3 years, and I could be the piece to put them over the top. Or just from a competitor standpoint, Steiny, he thinks, and some people out there, he's as good as Steph, and a guy like that wouldn't want to win it with Steph. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
but if you go to L.A., you're going to win it with Bron.
I mean, I see.
Or try to.
Well, the difference is that the Lakers don't have a Steph Curry. The players they have play a different position than Damian Lillard. So I do get the sense he's skeptical, or there's something inside him where he's like, I don't want to go to Oakland. They won four titles. Like, I don't want to be a hanger on trying to.
That was heavy what you read, though.
You know, trying to get a ring. So,
but going to a contender, Steiny.
Well, are they?
No. Whoever he picks, I feel like the motto is going to be, you're picking the best opportunity. And there's going to be guys like the, you know, if you go to Boston, they've won before. If you go to LA, they've won before. I know Luka hasn't, but he's been there. So I want Dame. I don't think it's going to, you know, bring the house down. It's not going to bust the bank or break the bank. So hopefully he wants here. And I'm kind of curious as when he'll make a decision.
I mean, if you're a Warrior fan right now, and I told you, all right, here's what's going to happen. Al Horford's going to come. You're going to be able to somehow get Damian Lillard here, and then just go ahead and re-sign Jonathan Kuminga. Would that go down as a terrific offseason? Horford, Lillard, re-sign Kuminga.
I would say good. I wouldn't say terrific. I would say good.
I think it'd be pretty darn good. I'm with you.
Because you're trying to strike now. I'm with you.
Because I don't like where they're at.
And
everybody
knows
that. What
can you really do right now? This injury, nobody wants Dame to be hurt, but the bottom line is we talk about relationships, you know, turning toxic, and that's why you were able to get the likes of a Jimmy Butler. And here we go. Nobody's happy Dame got hurt. But if that injury could turn him into a Warrior, there's some luck involved in that if you can close the deal.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing you gotta take into account is what is Damian Lillard gonna have left? If he you know, let's say he sits out a year and he comes back next year, or he at least comes back late this year, what is Damian Lillard gonna have left?
But that's why the cost is so attractive in this formula, because let's just say it was all bad. You know, you still got your core. He's not part of the core.
Yeah, but, I mean, if Damian Lillard is anything like the player that he was, he will be part of this core.
Which is a superstar.
You would think.
Yeah.
This from Lewis Berrios saying, Steiny, you want the oldest team in the history of sports. I kind of do, but I really don't. But
if they had these two, Horford and Dame, oh my gosh.
I think the Warriors have painted themselves into a little bit of a corner. I think that they are a little bit stuck. And so one of the reasons they're stuck is because they've got old players making a boatload of money, and it doesn't allow a lot of other money for role-type players or younger-type players. So my feeling is if this is the way you're going to go, and it's the way you're going to go because they got here on purpose, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, drive to the end of the Hamptons and try to find that solarium, if you will. I know you don't know what I'm talking about because that's a Seinfeld episode. But, I mean, Malik Monk. You like Malik Monk? The Kings are supposedly interested in Kuminga.
I don't like him more than Jonathan Kuminga. How about that, Steiny? I would rather bring Kuminga back.
Wow. I think I would do that trade right now.
Shame on you real quick.
Why?
Cheers is one of my best shows, and so is Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And you just thought I didn't know about Salt Money, that episode.
What's Salt Money?
Solarium.
What? Okay, give me a detail.
I saw the episode.
Okay, what happened?
I just told you. I just said Salt Money. I saw
what
the episode.
What is Salt Money?
You look it up.
Do you know, Evan?
I don't know Seinfeld as well as you guys
do. I don't know what Salt Money is. I've never heard that.
Well, I have to imagine it's a part of the episode, and but I don't know.
Yeah, that hurt me. That you
but it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Starnie.
What were the names of the horses?
Forget it.
What were the names of the horses Steinmetz. At the end of Long Island? Yeah,
no, you're being asked now. I got
Prickly
it.
Pete.
And I saw it.
Prickly Pete, yeah. Pete, if you will. Steinmetz, you're more of a retread than Mike Brown.
That wasn't nice.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Two-time coach of the year.
Yeah, man. Take that for data.
Here's Mark Spears on Damian Lillard.
And how many teams are calling? Oh, they're calling. There's about double-digit number of teams calling, interested in him. So I think the big question, too, is like, well, when will Dame be back? There's some speculation that he could be back around the All-Star break. Mm. So if he signs with a team, it's probably going to be, may well be a two-year deal, which gives him a very economical deal for that team, but also allows him to do a two-year kind of tryout, see how it is, see if this is a place he could be long-term.
And all Spears right. is our guy, Stoney, but I thought this Achilles injury was a year-long injury. He got hurt in the playoffs, the first round, right?
Yeah. I guess the All-Star break would be about 8-10 months, which would be a little ahead of schedule. I don't know.
Look, I want him back, but damn, okay.
More Mark Spears.
Dame's doing the Brookfield dance. He's ecstatic. His agent, really? Aaron Goodwin, told me this is an incredible opportunity for him. He gets to be a free agent 2 years early, choose where he wants to go. Money really doesn't matter right now because he's still getting paid by the Bucks. He's going to be in Portland, which is an important part for him to rehab, be around his kids, which is extremely important. Wherever he goes next, that team must know that he plans to rehab in Portland so he could be close to his family, but he'll be around.
I don't think the Warriors would have a problem with him being in Portland.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't think any team. Yeah, just get healthy.
So Damian Lillard, according to Spears, the Warriors have checked in with Damian Lillard and want to see where he's at. Want to see if he's got any interest in coming to the Golden State Warriors. There's a lot of stuff out there percolating. There's a report out there that the Kings like Jonathan Kuminga, maybe willing to part with Malik Monk. I would, if there was a way to get Malik Monk in here and Kuminga out of here, I would do that in a heartbeat. If for no other reason, just to do it. I wow. really would.
So you're washing your hands. Like you just,
I mean, I think the writing's on the wall with how Jonathan feels about this place right now. And I don't believe in, I mean, sometimes I believe in exerting leverage, but it's as simple as if the kid doesn't want to be here, I'm not going to invest money in him, or I'm not going to invest time in him to be here long term if I don't think it's in his heart to be here long term.
You went heavy, Stoney, and I'm gonna go Tupac. I ain't mad at you, and I felt like that at times, just about free him, you know, just break it up and let him start the next chapter, Jonathan Kuminga, that is, of his career. But let me ask you this, because I feel like I'm turning into you. Is Malik Monk a winning player?
Is Kuminga? That's well, not
got,
an answer.
Well, he's got a ring.
Come on, goo.
He was on the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's more of a winner than Monk?
Well, he's got a ring. I'm
so
just saying
what?
He's playing on a championship team.
He's the 10th
man. Answer the question. Who's got a ring?
I would rather – Monk's a better player than Kuminga.
Okay, and I would agree with
okay.
that. Okay. But if you get the best out of Kuminga
– I can't believe you just said
different.
That.
It's fact.
It is fact. So, yeah. So Kuminga – the fact that Kuminga has a ring makes him more of a winner than Monk.
No, he's been here in the system.
So Omri Caspi, more of a winner than Damian Lillard.
No.
I mean
– yeah. I'm having fun, but the bottom line is he's a champion, and he did it here. Kuminga, even though his role was minimal.
I'd rather have Monk.
Yeah. No, you said as much.
Let's go to Gary in San Francisco. What's going on, Gary? How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Hey.
Doing well.
So, I know the team's kind of restricted with all these, like, because of Silver's lake-up rules, basically, but I wanted to know what you guys thought about making, like, it could be a lateral move, but just for the fun of it, just trying to get LeBron, like, I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
I mean, it's out there, too. I mean, that's out there. LeBron James opted into his contract, but then put out a statement saying, you know, he knows the Lakers are building toward the future, and there's speculation that they could move LeBron James. The only way the Warriors would get LeBron James is for Jimmy Butler. Would you give up Jimmy Butler for LeBron James?
Man, I would not. I would not, Snoddy. And I'll say this. I don't think Bron's leaving Bronny. So that's why, you know, he fired the shot in regard to if he actually said that, they better do something or make something happen. And the dude's talking about acting and doing all this and that. I just think he's not leaving the purple and gold. But I also don't think he's leaving his son. But, Dan, how would you answer that? Butler or LeBron?
Oh, boy. Oh, man. You know what?
Yeah.
Sure. But the reason I'm saying sure is because I don't know how much better you get with LeBron, maybe a little bit. But you know what? If you're not going to win it, which I don't think you are.
But that's what you make the move because you think you can.
No, well, then I'm not making the move because I think we can win a title. I'm making a move because it at least keeps us atop the NBA in terms of interest for the next 2 years if LeBron's going to be playing with Curry. So I guess from that standpoint, I would do it. You know, the Warriors would be, you know, they'd remain as big of a draw as they've been. And the reality is they're declining probably as a draw, man, even with Steph getting up there. So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'd probably do it if for no other reason than marketing reasons.
Because you're sitting with the chef. Speaking of him, Stoddy, how involved do you think he is in all this in regard to who they go get or try to get?
I mean, I can just tell you what I think, and I don't think he's involved at all right now. I get the sense.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It was different last year because they had options. They had alternatives. They had wiggle room to make different kinds of moves, whether it be Paul George or Markkanen or all the guys we talked about. This year they are way more constrained. And if there's not a big move to be made, why do they really have to get Curry in here? I mean, yeah, I guess you touch base with Curry and you say, should we reach, you know, we're going to reach out to Damian Lillard. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, sure, why not? Or what do you think about Al Horford? I like Al Horford. Okay, we're going to try to get Al Horford. Okay, I like that. Now let me get back to my my fourth hole on the golf course.
Or getting ready for Tahoe or Giant Day. I think that's coming up.
Yeah, so I don't.
Bobblehead Day.
You know, I don't know if things are going to shake out today with Kuminga or not, but we'll see what happens. Were you there? Yeah, you were there yesterday when Evan
cafeteria.
Evan told us this stat that is kind of alarming.
Give it to me.
You want to know what I think one of the Warriors' issues are? And I didn't realize it was like this. And how do you feel when I tell you this? That the Warriors have two players on their team right now that are among the top seven paid players in the NBA. So you have Steph Curry, who's the highest paid player in the NBA, and Jimmy Butler, who's the seventh highest paid player in the NBA.
Now, I'm looking at you through your glasses.
Yeah.
Stoney, I'm going to be honest. When I think of both those players on a good day, nothing blows me away, and with that, expectations are to be expected, and that's where I'm at. So when you say that, I kind of break out in goosebumps like that. That's why their expectations, and just, you know, getting to the playoffs is not good enough. And last year we got a bitter taste in your mouth because I feel like outside of the injury, we saw what Jimmy Butler did in regard to changing the fortune of this team, and I still think Steph has more than enough left. So moves around the edges with those two guys, I'm in. Like, what did you take from that? Like,
that's too much money to be paying those two guys right now.
But that's with their reality.
That's right, and that is a constraint that is really hamstringing them.
But what if I asked you? I guess I want to tell you. I feel like those two dudes and the money.
Like if you're the highest paid player in the league, you need to be the best player in the league, ideally. Because if you're not the best player in the league, but you're making the most money, then there's a best player in the league playing for somebody else who's making less, and that team has more flexibility than you. So, yeah, Evan told us that, I thought, like, to me, that's where teams get into trouble. If they have the highest paid player in the league, but he's really the 12th best player in the league. And then they have the 7th highest paid player in the league, but he's really the 25th best player in the league. Like, that to me means you're not, they're good, they're still good players, but you're not getting value for them anymore. And if they were both making what they should be slotted at, let's say, then maybe you have more room around the edges to get them more help. But I think that's what they're running up against, is with Butler and with Curry and with Draymond occupying so much of their cap, and they're probably unwilling to move any of them, or nobody wants any of them, then it just stands to reason they are not going to have a lot of money to acquire other players without being super creative.
Well,
that's what worries me with, and that's what has worried me with the Warriors.
Well, I'll say this to that, Sonny. There's a cost to doing business, and I'd rather have two dogs like that that I don't feel like, you know. And I just keep going to LeBron, but the Lakers only have one of those guys, you know, older, and are they the 12th or 10th best player in the league? But the bottom line is, yeah, you know, funds are limited, but you are still getting something from those two dudes. And if we were to bring this up after they went 23-8, I'm just asking you real talk, Sonny, do you think you would feel differently that differently when it looked like we didn't know where this thing was going, but it was working, all cylinders were clicking?
Okay, well, you're not asking me after they were 23-8. You're asking me after they had their playoff run. And the way I look at 23-8 right now is things fell into place. They just fell into place. The schedule was extremely favorable. And I think looking back, we all, and I'll include myself, I think we thought they were better than they were as they were beating pretty average teams. But having watched them go through the postseason, I don't think they're a 23-8 team in terms of like extrapolating that record. Like I don't think they're, you know, a 55-27 team just because they were 23-8 at the end of last year. But you know, like for example, like Joel Embiid is the fourth highest paid player in the league. Okay, now he doesn't play. Well, Philly can never go anywhere. And I'm not saying, obviously, Curry and Butler are healthy, but like you can't win if you have a player making that much money who's either ineffectual or
unavailable.
You know, so it's like Bradley Beal's making 54, but he's not a $54 million player. So if you have him on your payroll, you not only have a ridiculously high paid player, but you have a ridiculously high paid player who's not living up to his contract, and it kind of inhibits everything else you can do.
I think he stinks
on the team.
Yeah, I'll tell you this: I would rather be sitting with those guys, and maybe they're not a top 12 player, but they're close enough and have confidence that I can go the reality, Stani, to make moves around the edges and make those moves around the edges so good that we can repeat 23-8 because they haven't fallen off and maybe, you know, they're on the downside, but Jimmy and Steph give you something. Now it's about with the budget, can you go get better versions? I'll just throw Looney. Would Horford be a better version of Looney? I want to say, yeah, all around. I could be wrong, but that's easier to accomplish than getting the caliber of players like Jimmy and Steph if what you're saying is maybe they're overpaid at this juncture.
Well, they are.
Yeah, but Stein, we could go down, but no we doubt. Could give you 20 names. LeBron, you know, you're getting a bang, but is it the – I mean, 90% of the league's overpaid.
Well, you know, mean, but for example, I'm just, you know,
like
looking
Kevin Durant, are you getting whatever you are you getting? I mean, he's still a damn good player, don't get me wrong, but that ain't Durant a 16.
Right.
He's getting the chicken.
Well, but he had the good fortune. Now he's on a team with a lot of players on their rookie deals still. So the Warriors don't have a lot of players like that. And you know, it's going to be you know, I think we're just, you know, all the stuff we talked about leading up to the offseason, I just kind of think it's playing out.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how they might be constrained. They don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of flexibility. And here we are in day three of free agency. They haven't done anything. And I think we're getting the answers to the questions that we should have known the answers to, because we can all see where their payroll is and how tough it's going to be for this team to, you know, to balance the salaries with trying to improve.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.